Good Friday. It's I'm Jim Breslin. I'm filling in for Mary Bigham today on WCHE Eat, Drink, and Dish. We've got a packed show. We're going to be talking about an awesome, stellar craft beer festival down in Philadelphia. And then we're also going to be talking about a ton of events in Hershey and Harrisburg. So get your pen and paper ready, because we're going to give you a lot of ideas for this summer of fun things to do and maybe little road trips to take. There's a lot going on. And we're going to jump right into it. We're going to talk to Jennifer Sherlock. She's the president of Jenna Communications, and she's here to talk about the All-Star Craft Beer and Wine Fest. Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us. So tell us a little bit about your role and about the All-Star Craft Beer and Wine Fest.
For sure. So we're basically handling all of the PR, public relations, and organizing the media passes for the day of the event. So
cool.
We've been literally lining up things. We had a nice piece on Channel 6 on FYI Philly that aired this past Sunday. You can see it on my website, jennacommunications.com. We also have a hit live on Monday at NBC 10 if you guys want to see more at around 11:20 a.m. And other than that, we literally have been getting hits in every newspaper, online article. We have something on Channel 17 running the week of the event, which is already next week. It's crazy. we have a lot of great things. We literally have press hits every single day.
Okay.
It's never a dull moment. So there's a lot of excitement. We have over 11,000 people coming, so we expect it to be a sellout. So if you guys haven't gotten your tickets yet, I would try to get them soon, because then you won't be able to get them at the door.
All right, let's chat about tell us about what makes this a unique craft beer festival. And the location and the date and time, because this is held at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, so
right?
It's the first of its kind. It's a hot date, because, you know, also that day is like the Radnor Hunt and a lot of Derby stuff going on. So we're just blown out of the water. Like, our minds are blown about how popular this event is. So far, we have over 200 vendors, over 11,000 tickets sold. Fans can have free parking, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And they'll get a voucher for 2 Phillies tickets. And they can also walk the bases, get their picture with the Phillies fanatic. We're going to have human Jenga, cornhole. There's also free admission to the official after party at McFadden's ballpark. It's just basically like no event that's ever been in Philadelphia before. We hope to do it city to city, but the first one in Philadelphia. So we're going to have wine, craft beer, amazing cocktails. People can see the World Series trophy. They can walk the ballpark and see it like they've never seen it before. They can go into the Phillies dugout. It's just a little bit of everything.
Do you have an estimate on the number of beer vendors and wine vendors that are going to be there?
Yeah, we have hundreds.
Okay.
So we have over 200. And if you go to the website, or people want to check it out, if they go to ballparkfestival.com, they can click on sponsors. And under that tab, they can see basically all of the vendors and sponsors.
Cool. Now, how did this event come about?
So the founders are Dennis Gaudenzi and Ray Sheehan. Dennis Gaudenzi is of upcomingevents.com. I'm sure people have seen a lot of his events. He does a lot of the beer craft festivals at Xfinity Live. And then Ray Sheehan is from Cities Tonight. So those two partner on a lot of events, and they wanted to create the largest craft beer, wine, and cocktail event ever in Philadelphia. And they, you know, plan on doing this year to year and then bringing it to other cities. And their goal was to produce a world-class event at a world-class venue, of course, and have a great time while supporting two wonderful causes. So we also, every time someone buys a ticket, it will be going towards two different charities.
Okay. So can you explain a little bit the feel of the event? Like, if it's down at Citizens Bank Park, like, where are you meandering to the beer and wine fest? Are you, that's not on the field, I take it, but can you just explain the setup a bit?
Yeah, sure. So if you've been in the ballpark, you know where all of the food and beer vendors are, just sort of like on the inside right before you would get to your seat. So that whole area all the way around the park, there's
going to
be different vendor setup.
Okay.
What was that? I'm sorry?
The concourse, I think it's would be a good name for the concourse. Yeah. Okay.
The concourse, yeah. So the concourse level, people can just walk basically vendor to vendor and have beer, have wine, have great cocktails. The food is from Aramark, so it's, you know, going to be the food that's within the stadium for the most part, but that just goes with the package and doing it at the ballpark. Unfortunately, you know, we can't bring in other vendors.
Right. So you're, but your beer, when you buy your ticket, then you get samples of all these beers that are included.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we'd recommend people not to drive because basically,
right.
I mean, you can go vendor
to vendor.
It's always
good to Uber or, yeah, get a cab or there's obviously the subway right there. But
exactly.
I think people that, I mean, there's a lot of beer fests around and they're a lot of fun. And obviously everybody's your friend by the end, but you do have to be careful. And I think you guys have designated driver tickets too. So if you have somebody that's going to be the DD, they can get a discounted price, it looked like.
Exactly. I mean, for the cost of the ticket and just, you know, what you get for it and also getting two Phillies game tickets, I mean, I don't think you can really beat that.
Right. So what are, and it sounded like there was a lot of entertainment. Can you talk about some of the, is there live music and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have a lot of music vendors. It's kind of just, it depends what part of the concourse you're on, what you kind of listen to, and whether you're on the part where you play games, or it's basically different on the different section you're at. It's not just like one part to listen to a specific band.
Right,
so it has
right.
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so you can walk around and experience different music as well as the different beers and stuff.
Exactly.
So anything else attendees need to know about logistics, like getting tickets or parking or shuttles? What other insights do you have, recommendations?
Yeah, sure. So there's free parking in the S and T lots.
Okay.
Yep. And other than that, I mean, the Broad Street line, that takes you right up to the AT&T station at the ballpark.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would suggest public transportation, of course.
Right.
That's definitely the best way to go. But if they are driving in, I would say park in S&T lots. Yeah, I mean, everyone will get a commemorative sampling glass. They get a complimentary bag of Hers pretzels on entry, games, there's giveaways.
Okay.
We have a lot of all-star product vendors, bourbon and whiskey for those who like, you know, craft cocktails, not just beer and wine.
Are they samples of that, or is that for sale, you mean?
Samples.
Samples, okay, cool.
And so, then
I just want to explain, I thought I'd run through some of the, I think some of our listeners would like to know some of the craft breweries. It looks like Ballast Point, Brooklyn Brewery, Cape May Brewing, Conshohocken. Who else?
Flying Fish.
Flying Fish, great. Crooked Eye Brewery. Dock Street, Evil Genius, Fatheads, Great Lakes. Any others you want to mention?
No, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, Left Hand, Levante, which is right here in Westchester. So there's a lot of beers on here. If you look at the list, I'm looking at the lineup on ballparkfestival.com, and you can even see Ship Bottom, which is another great local one. A lot of them, Victories there. So this sounds great. So tell us again the date and what time it starts, Jen.
It's May 20th. It's next Saturday,
It's
at 3 p.m. And then going back to what you said about the music, we do have a beer garden, so we'll have live acoustic music there.
Oh, okay, cool. And May 20th, 3 p.m., and it runs for how long? Do you know?
It runs through the evening.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Anything else you want the listeners to know?
Yeah, I would love to just mention the two charities involved.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one is the Barcam Foundation.
Okay. What
Yes, I do. So basically, it's the Barcan Foundation. Michael Barcan is the founder, and Michael Barnes is the executive director.
Okay.
Yep. And then we also have the Fraternal Order of Police. So the Barcan Foundation's mission is to provide financial aid to families who are in need, and then the Fraternal Order of Police. Basically helps their survivors fund that helps families of fallen officers. So it's a win-win. You're helping two charities out.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Jennifer.
Yeah, of course. No, thank you so much. Are you planning to come on out?
I'm interested. I'll have to see what's going on. But it definitely looks like an awesome beer fest, and just to be able to be in the stadium is awesome. So
absolutely. Well,
thanks.
Email me if you want a media pass.
Okay. Okay, I will. Thank you, Jen.
Yeah, please try to come out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ballparkfestival.com for any other information.
Yep. Okay, so May 20th, 3 p.m. ballparkfestival.com. You can take a look at the lineup and see everything that's included. There's a frequently asked questions page, and check it out. It's definitely, you know, there are a lot of beer fests around, and many of them are in parking lots or next to a brewery, but to do one actually inside Citizens Bank Park is very cool. So you can check it out, Craft Beer and Wine Fest for next Saturday, May 20th. We'll be right back talking about events in Hershey and Harrisburg.